WDADX Mobile, listening A6. Good morning.
WDADX, GCVSU. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Mr. Dovey. Happy Tuesday.
Hi, Jack. How are you? How was it up at Point C? Did you get the pirates carry you away?
Point City was fun. There was a couple of them there. I wouldn't have minded if they would have carried me away.
Did they make you walk the plank, my matey? Oh, they made you walk the plank, and in the water you were the wet. Oh, that's okay. I'm glad you were up there. We had a Herbert Hayes down here, and it was bad. It was good, but trying to get out of town was the hard part after the parade. Oh, man. Just trying to get out of town with the one truck was hard, so, yeah. The parade was nice. I didn't go back down even for fireworks. I didn't even get an elf in here this year, believe it or not.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah, after the parade over there, I just hopped in the old hearse, set the cruise control at about 40 miles an hour, and I puttered all the way back here. And I zipped down all the little back roads and stuff so I could kick back, relax, and enjoy the sunshine, blue skies, fresh air. And that was what I did. And I got back home, and at that point, I didn't go anywhere for the rest of the weekend. So there you go.
There you go. Yep, yep, there you go. So, well, it sounds like you're keeping busy, working all the time.
Oh, that's not a problem. There's enough work to keep me busy for on end, and which is a good thing. You know, I need to stay employed. You got to be able to pay for all my little toys and whatever. So, there you go. But, yep, that's about it there. Right now we've got a couple of brand new patrol cars in there, but they're basically duplicates of stuff we've already done, so nothing new or too exciting at this point. So my biggest goal right now is there's one police car that I'm working on. The intention is I'm actually showing our new guy that the old guy can still move. And as of yesterday, I not only did, I basically caught up to him, and he started the day before me. So there you go. Today, my intention is to bypass where he's at and get quite a bit further. Maybe have this car done in about 4 days. It depends on my ambition. I may get to a point and just say, no, I'll just have it done on Friday.
There you go. There you go. So, okay, Jeff, while I search in there, so I better say hi. I got a couple things I'm working on right now. I'm in a mind mode right now, trying to figure out this little bag I'm putting together for a new radio I bought. So I'm in a mind mode on that. So we'll talk to you later. WDATX, KCAVSU, 73.
Have fun, WDATX. Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform Mobile. Delta 9, with uniform monitoring.
DMH Mobile.
Delta 9 with the Whiskey 4 Mobile.
Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel Mobile. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm right here by Grand Traverse Crossings, by the, I'm about to be by South Airport and 31 intersection on my way to work. It's going to be a good day today. And, yeah. How are you out there on the road? KD8NH one more time for ID.
Yeah, Nicholas, this is Kevin. Kilo, Delta 9. I'm headed back to Northwest Indiana.
Well, safe travels to you, and hopefully you have good contacts along the way. At least it's a trip that'll be done in one day. It's not like you're traveling like really far across, you know, the entire United States or something like that, but you'll be home before sundown, so to speak. And always good talking to you on the air, Kevin. Yeah, I recognized your call sign right away, and that's why I picked you up on the air. So back to you.
Yeah, roger that. And we'll be home by noon time. Noon time Eastern. That's home by 11 o'clock Central Time.
Well, right on. Well, I'm just getting to this intersection here by Best Buy, and they're redoing the gas station and everything right here, so a lot of traffic on the road, and hope you have safe travels. 73DR contact. This is Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel Mobile.
K8WPE on the way to Breakfast with Hams. 9 o'clock sharp, but be there early to get a good seat. Y'all come.
Hey, KD8NH Mobile. The 9 Whiskey Uniform.
Hey, Kevin, you should have come to breakfast first before you headed south. Hi there, Nicholas. Kevin, take it. You're probably heading on away from our response area.
Yes, sir. I'm just outside of Cadillac.
You must be on a high spot because you've been picket fencing for quite a while.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was planning to go to breakfast, and I got the call last night to come on home.
Yep, he saluted and said, yes, ma'am.
Affirmative.
Take it, Nicholas.
Hey there, I'm just pulling into Classic Motorsports, and I just wanted to say good morning. I think it's great that breakfast is happening, and you're on the way there. I'm going to make this my transmission, though, and start reading contacts out there for the day, guys. KD8NH.
Have a good day, Nicholas. KWPE Mobile.
Well, buddy, tell everybody hi for me. Hope to be back Saturday. We'll see how it goes. But if you say have a bad breakfast for me, we'll appreciate it. This is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform. We're going to be 73 and on the side.
I'll have a breakfast for you. Are you paying?
No, we're definitely headed home. We're just outside of Cadillac.
Okay, have safe travels. Tuesday morning shouldn't be too bad heading on down there. Yeah, but you're going to get around Grand Rapids at the going to work time, so be careful.
Well, I got about an hour for Grand Rapids, so the rush hour should be dealt with. All right. Take care, K-A-W-T-K. I'm telling you, I'm going to talk to you later. This is Kilo Delta 9. And we
73, Kevin. Safe driving. Be careful. Let us know when you're back. KWPE listening.
E88RK. KABCW Mobile.
KBCW, WAVPC, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Just about ready to hit my first destination, but I got about a minute. How's it going?
Well, it's going okay. I had to run to find a radio. Not quite comfortable with using my IP phone, but anyways, I just thought I'd jump in here and say hi. Yeah, I think you're the one that drives the truck, right?
Nope, that is K-A-D-Y-S. He's the one that's driving all over the state usually in the semi.
Yeah, okay. Well, I get those confused. You guys, the new guys confused. And I thought, well, I better use the system because I sit here all day long and not hear anything.
Yeah, I usually have a radio next to me in my office, and it's pretty darn quiet lately, which surprises me. So not sure what everybody's doing. Maybe they're just having too much fun this summer doing stuff other than radios, which is great.
Yeah, I haven't been able to do much down here, downstate. I did manage to get up north over the weekend. I drove up Saturday and came back Saturday, so next time will be around September. And anyways, I just thought I'd say hi. Hopefully the weather will hold out. How's the weather? Is it sunny up there, or foggy?
We've been enjoying probably 3 weeks of the best northern Michigan summer weather you can imagine. You know, highs in the middle 70s to low 80s during the day, down into the mid 60s at night. Humidity's been pretty high, but lots of sunshine. We could probably use a little bit of rain, but I don't think anybody's complaining because it's been just so beautiful to get out and do stuff outdoors. Well, hey, good chatting with you. I'm pulling into my destination, so I'll drop. Have a great day, and we'll catch you down the wire again. K8BCW.
Okay, have fun. W8VPC.
Good morning to Bentley. Good morning to the other gentlemen. I'm pulling up for a 10 o'clock myself. A little smoky today. Haven't looked at the air quality, but a little bit hazy, a little bit smoky. Don't like seeing that again. But, yeah, and I echo your sentiments on the most incredible weather of the year, last couple of weeks. Hopefully from now on till fall. See ya, W8RPM.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, name here is Mike, by the way, W8VPC. I only talked a little while ago, maybe a month ago. I did talk to Wallace, KE8HR, a couple weeks ago. I have to call him once a month for our Oakland County siren test. So, hey, we'll talk to you later, Ron, W8VPC.
73 from Sheboygan County, W8RPM.
KB9NN, mobile monitoring.
KB9NN, mobile.
K8BCW Mobile. Is that you, Ryan?
There is. I'm in Palestine right now. Getting ready to head north. How you doing?
Good, man. You're not coming in super strong. A little bit scratchy there and missing a word here and there, but hope you're having a good day on the road.
I'll try the 7-4. I wasn't sure how far I was away from 5-11 there. I'm in Pelson. Yeah, everything's going great. Beautiful. Beautiful day again. So, I'm loving it. I'm heading up to St. Ignace right now. That's where my next destination is.
Oh, right on. Well, I got you loud and clear now, so whether you just moved into a better zone for the 1-9 or the 1-1 or switched over to the 7-4, you're coming in great. So, yeah, it should be a nice day for travel, man. Once again, perfect northern Michigan summer weather. Digging it.
Yeah, that's about all I'm doing. Had a delivery here in Tulsa, and then my boss has a store on the island. I'm delivering a couple pallets for him, and then coming back down to Indian River area. That's about it. Same old stuff, but I like it. It's fun. Every day is an adventure. So. Surprisingly, it's pretty quiet around right now here, so that's cool. But yeah, I was curious if you got any progress done on your deck. Did you get some of that done?
Yeah, chipping away at it bit by bit. You know, throwing a few tens and twenties of pieces of old deck boards away in my little rolling dumpster so I don't upset the refuse collector very much. Just made a stop at Home Depot for a new tool to help me get some of those precise cuts around the posts for some of the steps. And then it should be finished up, and I can restain it next year and catch all the new deck boards that will hopefully be dried out by then. But, yeah, she's looking good. Been a lot of work, more than I thought it would be.
Well, good to hear. I was thinking about you the other day if you were getting that done. I was messing around with building a little project, and I've got quite a few tools. My dad he used to be a carpenter, so I have quite a few tools on hand to use, so I get that. Because if they're at his house, I got to wait until I go get them and blah, blah, blah. So, or if it breaks, I got to go buy another one. Stuff's not cheap. I'm not a big fan of building, though, so I feel you. I'd rather be doing something different, and that's the truth for sure.
Well, good thing my dad's not a carpenter, otherwise he'd be embarrassed about my skills. My other two brothers got the hands in the family for that sort of thing, and I apparently got the mouth, so for whatever that's worth. But yeah, I like tinkering around and doing stuff on my own if I can do it. The older I get, though, the more I realize what my limitations are and when to hire a professional. So it's all good, though. Hey, I meant to ask you, how was your camping trip a couple weeks ago to Mackinac Mill Creek? The kids enjoy that? Did you take them over to the working sawmill and check all of that out?
Yeah, we did make it over there. We saw some graders under the bridge, and we went to, I forget the township, Alverno, I think. It's just east of Sheboygan. We went and played disc golf over there. Went to the fort. We were going to check out Bliss. There's a disc golf over at Bliss. Didn't make it over there. But yeah, we had fun. We had awesome food. It's really busy in there, really packed. I figured it would be, but we had good neighbors. Actually, the two sites next to us weren't even booked, so they weren't too close. And they had a really cool dog that was really friendly, and my dog's really friendly too. And, so it all worked out great. and everybody had a great time. And it is, for how busy it is, it was surprisingly pretty laid back, and it was quiet.
Well, that's awesome, man. Some of my best memories from being a kid were going camping with my family, and stacked on top of that are some of the camping trips that my wife and I had with our daughter. It's always good times. It's great. I think last time I was there, the only time I was there, was on Independence Day weekend. So we watched the fireworks out across the straits there, which was pretty cool, and it was super busy just because of the time of year, but... Yeah. That's something else I've been doing, too, is I dusted off my disc golf bag this summer, and I've been getting out and playing. So if you ever are up this way, I'd be happy to show you the courses around here. We've got a nice little short woods course in Harbor Springs at Kiwanis Park, and just a longer, more open and flat course that's 24 holes at River Road Sports Complex south of Petoskey. So... let me know if you're ever up this way. I'd be happy to take you out and show you around.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'll let you know. Well, let me see if I'm making it any good here. I switched over to 19. The 7-4 was getting bad. I think I'm making it. So, we went to Deerfield last weekend. Down in Mount Pleasant and played. That's a really cool course. Did really good, too. Did pretty good. Still got some, that was only my second game. Second or third. But the weekend before that, we went, my wife and I went to the Pictured Rocks and we hiked. I think we did about a 14-mile loop. I know it was more than 12 because the original loop is 10 and we did more than that. To begin with, and then we hiked a different loop that was quite short, but ended up walking 14 miles anyway, hiking or whatever, so that was really pretty and exciting as well. So, and then I think this next week here, we're going to Keweenaw Peninsula. We got about 4 more trips planned. I'm going salmon fishing too. I got a salmon run planned too this fall, so that'll be sweet.
Oh, fantastic, man. Just last night, I booked a little 3-day backpacking trip on the Pictured Rocks with a couple buddies of mine. So I've been going up there and hiking the Pictured Rocks every year for more than 30 years now. So it's one of my favorite places. But unfortunately, it's getting a little bit too overcrowded. I think they're letting too many people in the park, and they're not maintaining it as well as they need to. The impact is getting a little bit bad, so... I don't know how much longer I'll be able to get up there and still enjoy myself.
Well, that's good to hear. I've only done it a couple times. That was the first time for my wife. And so, wow, that's awesome. Sounds like you're into the same things I am. I've been on the Appalachian Trail and out to Utah and Alaska. I love nature, and yeah, I hear you. The population is definitely getting more and more, and unfortunately, there's not much we can do about it. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, Pure Michigan, baby. That advertising campaign is working well for our tourism. It's just sad that that's what we have to resort to make up the loss of manufacturing in our state where we used to be the kings of that. And, I've spent my entire life working for a gas utility serving industrial customers and watching them wither away and get pressured environmentally and regulatory. It's been real sad, and a lot of them are pulling up stakes and going elsewhere. And it's tough to watch, but it is what it is, like you said. Well, hey, man, I'm going to let you go. You enjoy your drive today. Keep the rubber side down, and I'm sure I'll catch you another time. K8BCW.
Good hearing you. Yeah. You know where I'll be. Can't do it as mobile.
Alpha, Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo. AA8RK Mobile. AA8RK Mobile.
You say that as if you expect someone to reply.
I have no expectation of anything.
Well, that's good. It saves disappointment. I'm just getting home from my errands, and I have to mow, so talk to you anon. And as Al used to say, that means soon. 73 in my driveway, W8RPM.
Yeah, as my late father-in-law used to say, the mow the merrier. AARK, good to see you.
AB9NN, mobile monitoring.
AB9NN, Alpha Alpha, H. Romeo, call on name's Ralph.
Hey, Ralph, the name here is John. Julie, it's October, November. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, not too bad. I had lunch with a friend in Indian Harbor, and that was fun and productive. I'm headed back and to Petoskey, and then well, my wife and granddaughter and sister-in-law are going to have lunch, and I don't know that I can eat. But then we're headed for Charlevoix for the rest of the day, so that will be fun. And nice day. Not too sunny. It was raining when I went over to Indian River, but it seems to have stopped. Not too hot. All in all, it seems good.
Oh, Roger, yeah, it's a gorgeous day down here in Beulah, and just heading out to Traverse City for a routine medical appointment for an annual checkup. And, oh my gosh, I got a guy blowing past me on the road. Guy's an idiot. I was doing 45 on a two-lane road, and he just blew by me like he was doing 70 miles an hour. Anyway, drivers will be drivers, I guess. I'm glad he's passed me if he was going to be tailgating me the entire time. Yes, sunshiny, a few clouds in the air. I did see on the radar they had some rain up north. A thin strip of it, and they had storms that were moving through southwest lower Michigan. So nothing that's going to impact us, though, so that's good.
Roger, Roger. It's lovely, and I'm letting Google route me. Let's see how this goes. It's just added a minute to my trip. Not a big deal. Yeah, we're up here visiting and vacating. And I usually use the opportunity to touch base with friends who are up here. That's always nice. And although my wanted me to turn there, and I didn't turn. Let's see what it says. I let Google route me, and there are a lot of roads with no speed limit marked, and Google says it's 30 or 25, and that's not even close. It's quite a bit more. And I'm not all that familiar with this area. 888 RK.
I'm doing the same thing, 89 and anxiety, by the way. And, yeah, I've got Google Maps running on my phone, and I keep my phone sitting on my right leg as I sit in the car. And I've got the audio turned on, so it's voice directions. And if I need to, I can just quickly glance down at the map, but I usually don't have to do that. Usually it tells me pretty much spot on where I have to turn and that sort of thing. So, yeah, Google Maps, boy, I'd be lost without it. I used to use paper maps quite a bit, and when I got Google Maps on my phone, boy, that was a wonderful thing.
Roger, roger. Well, I got a power plug-in and a holder for my phone, but the maps also come up on my dash. It's a newer car, and it's easier to see. And I just want to stay out of trouble, you know. Don't want to hold my phone while I'm driving. I just have to pay attention and turn where it says to.
Roger, yeah, if you miss a turn, that's not a good thing. And I noticed it doesn't say rerouting like it used to when it, if you miss a turn.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, I used to say that. I'm not sure why they stopped doing that, but and here's my second to last turn. I'm still 6 minutes away. Yeah, but things happen. Changes get made to web software, and it's not like they're required to let you know. I work in a succession of auto plants, and they took software changes really, really seriously. A couple of software changes caused big production problems, and woe be unto you if you did a software change and it was not scheduled or approved or documented. So coming out of that environment, nothing surprises me. 888 RK Mobile.
Roger, yeah, I can imagine in a manufacturing environment a software change would be catastrophic if it wasn't right. So, yeah, they've probably got to be pretty strict on what they're doing. AB9NN Mobile going through on or on 31 heading into Traverse City.
Yeah, real good, John. But I've been retired a while, and I'm real curious to know how they how things are going in that regard. Software change controls were that was a business unto itself, and I came into automotive out of the power generation industry, and their document management, especially on nuclear plants, was really, really regulated. And I got out of there still and coming out of the era of paper drawings. And if you had a paper drawing assigned to you, you had to be at any moment ready to have it snatched from under you. Because when a new rev was issued, they took all the old ones back and gave everyone who had approved copies new ones. And the approved copies, unapproved copies were a big, big no-no. So, but that's the way things work. Somebody makes a big, expensive mistake, and they get punished and then regulated for it. 888-RK.
Roger. Well, a lot of those regulations are good if they protect the general public. And boy, I got some decent traffic coming up here on 31. Looks like it's going to be a busy traffic day today. People are just flying by on the 3-lane and coming back down to 2 lanes finally. So, yeah, I was an IT auditor for a number of years for a big box retailer in Wisconsin by the name of Shopko, pretty much similar to a Myers or a Kmart and a Walmart. And had a lot of fun doing that. It definitely was a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I was IT, but I was just general support for a large portion of my career. And it was interesting. I enjoyed that I was working with people and I wasn't stuck at a tube writing code all day anymore. Although my daughter's father-in-law would like nothing better than to sit at a tube writing code all day. It got old with me after a while, but each their own. And I am now in Petoskey, lovely scenic Petoskey, about a half mile from destinated. 888-RK.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, I'll keep it short and bid you goodbye. So going to be making a turn off of 31 onto the back roads, and looks like Google's going to try to avoid the road closure. They've got road construction on 31. So with that, have a great day. Thanks for the ride along and safe travels. Good to get to know you a little bit. 89 and then mobile, I'll be monitoring on your final.
Well, good, John. Thanks for the ride along. Have a great day and a safe one. AB9NN, Alpha Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo, Petoskey.
AA8RK, Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Ralph here, 88DG, AA8RK. I am about a block and a half from lunch.
Well, I just had to jump in. I used to do configuration management at a couple of the nuclear power stations, so just kind of curious which stations you might have operated at. I was a modification engineer. I don't know if you know what that means.
Oh, close enough. I worked at Bechtel, the little family business.
Oh, the little family business, yes. They were our maintenance mod contractor at numerous stations. Know them well. Okay, well, I just wanted to jump in and just say hello to you.
I appreciate it. They left. They closed their Ann Arbor office in 91. And I got a job at Chrysler. I said, oh, this will be fine. I'll work here a couple of years or then get a real job. But there were problems with everywhere I interviewed. And usually 6 to 12 months afterwards, I was so glad that I stayed put. And so things
things turned out okay. We'll catch you later. AA8RK Petoskey.
Okay, 7-3s, have a good lunch. Hey, John, are you still in there? Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf here. AB8, and then I forget your call.
Roger, AB9NN is still here.
Okay, John, just wanted to head and talk to you for a couple months. I just wanted to touch base with you. AC8DG, Jim.
Hi, yeah, good to hear from you, Jim. Yeah, it's been quite a while, and boy, it's just a beautiful day today, just making my way into Traverse City for a routine medical appointment, so taking a leisurely drive and marveling at all the crazy drivers out here on the roads these days.
Yeah, I had to laugh. I heard in your background a couple transmissions ago the GPS giving you directions. I thought that was kind of funny. Anyhow, enjoy the drive, and, you know, the GPS doesn't tell you where the bad drivers are.
Boy, that's for sure. Okay, thanks for checking in, and have a great day. Good to hear from you again. AB9NN Mobile, I'll be monitoring for a while.
Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Quebec, KE8TUQ, anyone on this frequency?
BCW,
KE8TUQ, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're getting into the repeater, no problem. Maybe a little bit quiet, guessing that you're on an HT.
Yeah, I'm buried in the middle of Petoskey, just sitting here waiting on the XYL. Thought I'd just give a shout-out, see if I can reach anybody. So, appreciate the comeback. Have a great day.
Yeah, you do the same, man. You'll find that this machine here has a pretty good reach across the whole little Traverse Bay region. I'm over in Harbor Springs and getting into it, no problem. But, yeah. Try around the area, and there's also a linked system with a tower in Sheboygan and another in Mackinac City. So if you're going up that way, you can get into the system on them as well, and you can find them on repeater book if you need frequencies and PL tones.
All good information. Appreciate it, sir. Have a great day. KE8TUQ, I'm clear.
K8BCW.
The friendly face of local amateur radio. Doing us all proud there, Bentley. W8RT.
Well, Ron, somebody did it for me. I'm just paying it forward.
That's kind of how it's supposed to work. I'll tell you, I wish more people took my advice, though. You know, my current rant, you want to know my current amateur radio rant? It's these people that are so paranoid about taking the test. I'm studying for my tech test. I've been studying for 6 months. What? Go here, take this practice test, call me in 2 weeks. We'll VE your test, and you'll pass. And this lady online freaking out over the general because she can't do the math. I'm like, get every math question wrong. You'll still pass.
Oh, and I hear a segue coming up where I'm going to get a bunch of crap about my general.
Not today. Not today. What I really want to do, I really want, and the timing now is because there's circumstances that you're not aware of, but I really would like to only have to dish out that once, maybe every couple of weeks, and it needs to be to both someone else in my life and you at the same time, so that way I don't have to repeat myself.
Well, there are no shortage of people to annoy you, so you'll have the opportunity to repeat yourself multiple times.
And then I got my son-in-law, who, you know, we had a little study group of five, and two took the test and passed, and he wasn't one of them. He never even took the test. And I really want to hammer that home, too, but he's got a baby due in 3 weeks, so you can imagine where that ranks on the scale of importance right now. But, you know, we wait long enough, we can get the kid license, too.
Well, don't be so hard on him. He's got a lot on his plate right now, and probably studying for his general is not one of the priorities, and probably won't be for a while.
It's even worse. He never even took his tech. Like I said, I had a group of five, and two of them tested, and both passed. And him and two other guys just never got around to it. You know what I am beating him up about, though, and it's funny. I think it's funny. He's probably annoyed by it. But I firmly believe that my grandchild needs to grow up with a dog. And I told him last night, I said, you have a year. You have 1 year after this child is born to find a dog, or one will be found for you.
Oh, throwing down the glove. Yeah, but I agree with you. You know, I was fortunate to grow up in the country and run around in the woods and, you know, with my brother, and we always had a dog with us that was a faithful companion and taught us a lot of responsibility, a lot of love, and a lot of appreciation. I maintain that we do not deserve them. They're such good creatures that God's provided us.
Well, I'm a little radical about it because I never had a dog growing up. I didn't have a dog until after my mom actually passed away in 84. And not that it was really intentional, but one of the first things that ended up happening was I ended up getting not one but two dogs. And one was a pup from a litter literally next door. And the other one was a parking lot dog that was abandoned with his four brothers and sisters in a box in a parking lot. And the other four went to the shelter and one came home with me. And those were the first dogs I ever owned in my 20s. So, you know, it made me even a little more radical about how important that is. And, you know, you get the right breed. You know, you get a medium-sized breed dog, it's going to live, hopefully, 12, 14, 15 years, you know? So you get it when that kid's little, and it's going to have it, you know, all the way through adolescence, hopefully. But it really is a hot button for me. It's a very important aspect because it's a big part of growing up and learning responsibility and, you know, all that stuff. So, boy, it turned out to be kind of a nice day. I went and had breakfast with Ralph, and it was a little bit gloomy and yucky, and much better now. Car says it's 89 degrees. I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah, I got out a little bit earlier today, made a little crosstown trip, and had an errand to run, and been kind of locked up in the house the rest of the day today for work stuff. But, yeah, looking out the window is sure is nice, and in my basement where I have my office, I've got the windows open today. It's not too humid, and temperature feels just about right. So, yeah, again, this trend of beautiful, perfect northern Michigan summer weather continues. We are pretty blessed right now. K8BCW.
There's projections of rain in the forecast. I don't know how accurate it is because it's, you know, the weatherman or weather lady driven by the National Weather Service, and I'm not aware of any business where you can be so consistently wrong and still have a job, but I think it's probably coming in the next day or two. I don't think it's going to be storms, but I think it's going to be rain, and we need some rain, which is probably a good thing. I'm behind on work stuff, too, and I just can't get the motivation to get the stuff knocked out. I got two specific things that I got to get done. One on the real estate side and one on the charitable organization side, and I've just been kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, I think I saw Thursday as our chance of rain, and yeah, we could use a little bit. That just reminded me to start up my irrigation system for a little drink on the green grass that's starting to get a little brown there. Yeah, it's like I said, it's been nice, but yeah, we could use a little bit of rain. That would be good, and that'll get things right about where they need to be.
I don't know what you said or I said that made me think of this, but we're having kind of a off-the-cuff open house at the club this month. Our normal monthly meeting is going to be accompanied by a corn roast and brats, and it's going to be open to the public. If you happen to be around on the 24th, maybe 23rd, whatever the last one month is, it would be a good time for you to come and check us out. I know it's a little far for you from a membership standpoint, but still would love to have you over and show you around.
If that's Wednesday the 26th, I'll unfortunately be down in the D. I've got a staff meeting for work that I have to be attending. Otherwise, I would love to come over, and I'm assuming you're talking about your sportsman's club?
Yes, correct. And, you know, you don't have to wait for that event. You know, any time you happen to find yourself in the neighborhood, just give me a call, and I can meet you over there. But, yes, it is absolutely the 26th.
Did I key up too soon before you tailed off?
I didn't hear a response from you at all.
Which is too bad because it was brilliant. no, I appreciate the offer. I'd love to take you up on it sometime and would really enjoy seeing your club. And I'd be happy to reciprocate and have you come up to the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club as my guest sometime. It's a pretty nice facility, and we've got all kinds of cool stuff there, too. So keep it in mind.
I just saw a vehicle in front of me with a vanity plate that said Benelli.
Nice.
I mean, what else could it be, right? Their last name, maybe?
Well, if you're over this way, we are now broken into the top 10 luxury market for real estate, so could be one of the direct heirs. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be, and yeah, I did notice that. The other thing I find unusual is how the average home price now in Petoskey is like a 1,000,001 or a 1,000,003, which is just ridiculous. You know, it's just ridiculous. And it is funny, on my travels today around town, I noticed a whole bunch of new for sale properties. A couple of FSBOs and a couple of, you know, big name MLS listings, a couple Berkshire Hathaways, a couple Coldwell Bankers. And I guess it's kind of typical. You know, you figure you put your house on the market now, even if you quickly take an offer, it closes in September, maybe October with occupancy. Now you don't have to winterize it, you know, yada, yada, yada. But there's still such a terrible lack of inventory up here. Everywhere, really, but even more so up here. I've got buyers looking for vacant land. I've got buyers looking for hunting property and looking for buildable waterfront, you know, and there's stuff here, but it is so rich. You know, it's out of reach for most of my buyers, which are, you know, upper middle class, working, retirees, soon to be retirees. You know, they're okay taking on a normal mortgage, you know, $200,000-$300,000, but I think the average waterfront parcel here by me is 6 or 7, probably upwards.
Well, I would imagine you're seeing a lot of signs up because there's a pretty good audience right now that is interested. So, you know, catch those tourists that fell in love with the area that want to make it a permanent place for themselves. But, yeah, over this way, you know, $100,000 house 10 years ago is now a $750,000 house. Ask me how I know.
Right. Right. Yeah, we're in kind of the same position. You know, something that was a 450 appraisal 2 or 3 years ago is, you know, now 7, 7.5. So, which, you know, it's in a way it's good, but it's a cycle. You know, and you can profit on the sales side, but where are you going to go? You know, where are you going to go? Because you're gonna be stuck paying that, you know. You're gonna have the same problem, except now it's gonna be on the buyer's side instead of on the seller's side.
Well, it works if you're relocating to a different market, another state where things aren't quite as crazy. Everything's up, of course, but you know, if you're in that position, you could do quite well for yourself. And I mean, We're going to be looking at doing that in the near future, so hopefully things will hold out for us. But I'm a little bit more, shall we say, offended by the fact that these sale prices are inflating the tax base unbelievably, and the local municipalities and tax jurisdictions are really benefiting from that. And what is everybody going to get out of all the higher taxes that are being paid? And I suspect it'll be, you know, more monuments of granite being built to the central planners than anything else, but I digress.
I think that's a realistic concern. I had an online discussion with somebody earlier today, and specifically we were talking about Benzie County and how Benzie County dramatically turned down a school millage. And I'm not talking close, you know, I'm talking 65-35, maybe even 70-30. And the way that the school district reacted to it is as insulting as it is improper. And you know what the answer is. They're just coming back again in November. They're modifying the grab, reducing the dollar amount a little bit, coming back in November with their hand out again, because they're not getting the message. You know, the voters sending the message, enough, you know, and that, I hadn't even applied that metric to this discussion, because that's totally valid as well. Without any raise, without any increase, keeping the millage rate the same, the real revenue generated is up dramatically simply because of the rise in valuations and SEVs. There are places in the state and where we may do the same thing. You know, if you go from the northwest waterfront property market to the northeast, you know, if you go over to Atlanta or Oscoda or Greenbush, you know, with your same expectation, you're going to be able to acquire that for considerably less than in Harbor Springs or Petoskey or Goodhart, you know.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the piece that, like I said, kind of offends me a bit. There's all of this new tax revenue coming in, but we're being asked to renew millages that expired 2 years ago. And four of them over here were overwhelmingly approved. And I don't understand that. I think it's just the way it was framed up. It's like, oh, we have to have playground equipment for the kids. Oh, we have to have senior citizen services. Yeah, all of those things are great, and they're nice. But what is all of the extra money on top of that being spent on instead when it should be used for those types of core things without the need to raise our taxes up? And my default position on any of those at the ballot box now is a big no. But apparently I'm in the minority over here because everybody over here just voted themselves new taxes, not realizing or not caring that, you know, tax receipts are up. Just boggles my mind.
While in the next breath complaining about affordability and grocery prices and gasoline prices and everything else. But when it comes to housing costs, they do it to themselves. You know the George Carlin bit, you know, it's for the children and the response. So, yeah. My nephew, who's only a few years younger than me, lives in Sumter, barely Wayne County, just north of the Wayne County line, which is Will Carlton Road. And Sumter had a police millage. I don't know if they had two and they lost both of them, or they tried the same millage twice, but they failed both times. And, you know, the cops are getting on there, you know, police administration, command staff, however you want to say it, they're getting on social media and whining. I mean, literally whining, you know, about how essential the police services are and, you know, what this millage means and all this stuff. And, you know, he is very much like-minded, like me. And, you know, I tend to be very pro-law enforcement, but, you know, the word is austerity. Look it up. You know, it's a big word, I know, but look it up and take it to heart, because the general public is asked to do it. Everybody does it in their households, on their household budget, around their kitchen table. You got to do it too. You know, it's not a bottomless pit. And, you know, well, it's only $32 a year. Well, you know, that $32 for grandma who's living on Social Security in a single wide, you know, and heating with propane, it's just, people just don't get it. And that government mindset, you know, well, there's always more. Well, yeah, but it's not your money. You know? It's somebody else's money. And when you ask for it and they say no, the least you can do is respect that opinion.
Yeah, and when they collect that $32 from everyone, the LE administrators go out and spend it on surveillance equipment that they use on the general public. That's another big problem, and especially down in that area where you're referring to. The flock safety cameras, I heard Monroe is going to the flock safety drones that will be flying around now. Yeah, that stuff really concerns me. Well, yeah, I got to get going. I've got a 3 o'clock meeting I need to prep for, so I will let you go. Catch you another time. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy your drive back to your little slice of paradise. K8BCW.
73 to Bentley. I would love to have a protracted discussion with you because I'm completely on the other side of the flock issue because I know the benefit, and I think that that can be safely managed with guardrails. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, you know. Any tool can be abused. The lean can be abused. The NCIC can be abused. Private databases like NexusLexis and the credit bureaus can be abused. You know, you don't turn your back on technology when it's proven to work. And I've got so many concrete examples, some that I've actually been somewhat personally involved with, not necessarily recently, but, you know, this is not new technology. It's been around for years, years and years and years. And nobody ever told anybody to be against it, so they weren't. But for another time and place, sir, enjoy your meeting. I think I'm going to have to mow. I did two-thirds, and I have one-third left, and I think that's what's on my agenda. Because it'll keep me from doing the other obligations that I have. OCD is a wonderful thing. 73 W8RPM.
WX1J, Catastrophe Z.
WX1J.
Alpha, Alpha, eat Romeo Kilo.
Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo monitoring KFE.